This portion of the Gospel according to John is with the whole Gospel itself is so packed with meaning and spiritual insight. There's two things this morning I'd like to point out. The first is that this particular passage comes in John 4, which comes in the Book of the Signs. A very basic breakdown of John, his Gospel account, is the first half is the Book of Signs and the second half is the Book of Glory. So we're in the Book of Signs, and we hear at the very end, no, this was the second sign Jesus did when he came to Galilee from Judea, that there were six or seven, depending on the academic approach you take, specific uses of this word sign. This was the first sign he did. This is the second sign. Culminates in seven signs, which point to the greatest sign of all, when Jesus rose from the dead. There are two, you have seven signs, which is very symbolic. Seven, the perfect number, the number of the divine. The second point is this idea of what these signs are for. You know, these signs, here we had a royal official whose son was saved. We had the multiplication of loaves and fish, that was another sign. We had Lazarus rising from the dead. And Jesus wanted to make sure the people understood what these signs were all about. He said himself, unless you people see signs and wonders, you will not believe. That there were people following Jesus who saw these great miracles that didn't believe him, despite seeing the miracles. And John explicitly says on two occasions that everything he has written was to inspire belief. Here, the man believed what Jesus said to him and left. The father realized that just at that time, Jesus had said to him, your son will live, and he and his whole household came to believe. Jesus did these signs not necessarily to feed the hungry, oh, that's what he did, or to raise the dead, which is what he did, because people would get hungry again, people would die again, but he came to show that he was God. And he came so that people might believe in him and what he would do in the greatest sign when he rose from the dead. May we be firm in our belief today. May we follow faithfully Jesus and open our eyes to see the many signs that God gives us in our own life.